With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden says former President Trump is an insurrectionist. Meanwhile, in Colorado...
It's a travesty. It's absurd, and it's a miscarriage of justice.
Colorado Republican Party Chairman Dave Williams among those reacting to this week's decision by the Colorado Supreme Court to ban former President Trump from the state's primary and general election ballots.
It's a travesty. It's absurd, and it's a miscarriage of justice. The radicals in Colorado who control every level of state government, to include the court system, have created a constitutional crisis the likes of which we haven't seen since the Civil War.
Williams' comments airing on KMGH Denver 7. The number of Americans who apply for unemployment benefits rose slightly last week.
The Labor Department reports jobless claims were up by 2,000 to 205,000 for the week that ended on December 16th. The four-week average of claims fell by 1,500 to 212,000. While the number of claims increased last week, they still remained at historically low levels despite high interest rates.
And that report from correspondent Jeremy House. The House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, is subpoenaing U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland this week for a number of documents.
According to the House panel, Chairman Jordan subpoenaed A.G. Garland over allegations that the Department of Justice, or DOJ, attempted to access personal information of some congressional aides. The controversy revolves around a DOJ probe in which Google was subpoenaed in 2017 to produce a Senate staffer's personal phone records and emails related to an investigation of the agency's handling of the Steele dossier involving possible contact between the Russian government and Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. Edwin Mora, Washington.
And this is SRN News. One Christian pastor says there is hope for Egypt. Here's Bill Alexander with a report.
Noted pastor and evangelist Dr. Michael Youssef tells the Christian Post his recent evangelistic effort in Cairo had an attendance of over 17,000 people. He says that is evidence that amid the darkness, the gospel shines brightest. The 75-year-old pastor of the Church of the Apostles in Atlanta, Georgia, revealed that the November event far exceeded the initial expectation of 6,000. Of those, more than 7,800 put their faith in Christ. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
For many years, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has stipulated the threat of abortion was a top priority. However, in the face of recent pro-life election setbacks, leading bishops and their lay allies are reassessing how best to move forward on the issue. The latest rebuff came last month in Ohio. That's when voters approved a constitutional amendment that ensures access to abortion in that state. This is SRN News. Texas has begun flying migrants from the U.S.-Mexico border to Chicago.
Governor Greg Abbott's office says the first flight Tuesday carried more than 120 people. That was a week after Chicago took a tougher stance on the buses he's been sending north since April of last year. More than 80,000 illegal aliens have since been relocated through the effort, including 23,000 to Chicago. The initiative is part of Abbott's multi-billion-dollar border security plan called Operation Lone Star.
That's Rhonda Rockstra. Pacific storm pounding parts of Southern California. Los Angeles County Supervisor Janice Hahn says the land continues to shift in some parts of Rancho Palos Verdes and Rolling Hills Estates.
We're moving forward with a plan, working with all the cities on the Palos Verdes Peninsula to see if we can mitigate.
A dozen luxury homes were condemned in those neighborhoods this summer due to a landslide. Those comments courtesy of ABC 7 Los Angeles. More details at SRNNews.com.